This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's exchange of rocket fire with Hamas continued on Wednesday at night as tanks massed around the densely populated Palestinian enclave, and Hamas militants said they were still fighting on Israeli territory following their shock weekend incursion. Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system could be seen intercepting rockets fired from Gaza on Wednesday evening. Israel's death toll rose to 1,200 with over 2,700 wounded, its military said, from Hamas militants' hours-long rampage after breaching the fence enclosing Gaza on Saturday. Israel formed an emergency unity government on Wednesday as it pounded Gaza to root out Hamas and deploying forces north of the densely populated Palestinian enclave, where the militants said they were still fighting after their cross-border assault. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Wednesday. Israeli tanks and armored vehicles have assembled in large numbers just north of Gaza ahead of a potential ground assault against Hamas. With Israel on a war footing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing coalition and opposition leaders have agreed to form an emergency unity government. That's according to a joint statement from the opposition leader Benny Gantz's party.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed his quote-unquote unshakable support for Israel after the surprise attack by Hamas as he prepared to address U.S. Jewish community leaders on Wednesday. Biden spoke to Netanyahu.